Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I am Ray Dunaway, and he is Joe D'Ambrosio.
And we're going to talk to Mayor Aaron Stewart from New Britain, who has a couple of minutes to squeeze in with us. Today, tonight, 6 o'clock, there's a dedication ceremony of the amazing new Beehive Bridge on Main Street across Route 72. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mayor.
Hey, good morning. Morning, team. How are you? Thanks for having me on really quickly this morning.
Of course. We know you got a busy day. So where did the idea for this bridge come from?
Well, it's the Beehive Bridge is going to be an iconic thing in the city of New Britain. Everyone's going to be able to see it from Route 72. We're so excited about the dedication ceremony tonight. You know, this started when I drew it on a napkin. And 5 years
what?
Ago and
what?
5 years later, here we are.
Wow. Was it a cocktail napkin? We don't want to waste those.
Oh, are you kidding? Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. I knew that.
Good for you.
Well, yeah. But, you know, the concept of the bridge really was to, when Route 72 got put in the city of New Britain, it really ruined our downtown.
It
took out the heart of Main Street.
Right.
So we were trying to figure out a way to reconnect Main Street with our successful little Poland District and Broad Street. And we're doing that through this huge piece of public art, now known as the Beehive Bridge. The bees are very special to the city of New Britain. In 1871, our city motto, industry fills the hive and enjoys the honey, was created. So it's an ode to our working class history and our past with definitely a futuristic twist to it.
And I've seen some shots of it, and it's absolutely spectacular. At night? Oh, man, beautiful.
It will be stunning. So we will light it up tonight. The ceremony starts at 6 o'clock. By sundown at 7, we will light the whole bridge up, and it's open to the public, so I hope anybody listening might want to join us at 6 o'clock on the Beehive Bridge in downtown New Britain.
No, I'm just checking. This is the bridge that spans 72?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so I see it every day on my way in here.
See, there you are.
Yeah, it's beautiful. How long did it take to construct?
Construction took a little over 18 months,
wow.
But like I said, this has been about 4.5, almost 5 years in the planning stages. And, you know, the entrance to Fast Track, the downtown hub, sits right off of the bridge.
Right.
So it's a nice placement for everyone that uses Fast Track. It makes it much more, you get a lot happier of a feeling when you're walking across a highway.
And this was, I guess, was a lot of this federal money?
So this was a big combination, yes. A lot of Federal Transit Authority money went into this project. We also had state Fix It First funds because it is a state bridge. The bridge did need some serious maintenance work onto it. We all know the story about how our state's bridges, you know, need a lot of help. This bridge was going to get redone anyways, and we just decided to put our little New Britain twist on it and make it that much more special.
And we've got Pete here from SignPro. You want to talk about what people are going to see actually on the bridge?
Pete, do you want to do it?
Yeah, sure. So Pete Rapoccio from SignPro. I'm delighted to be a part of this project. About 2 years ago or 18 months ago or so, we were introduced to this by Lavero Contracting that this was going to happen. And when he first came to me, I said, what are you, crazy? You can't build something like that. And
yes, you can.
Yes, you can. And
yes, you did.
And yes, we did. So we had a big part of building the pedestrian enclosure and all the sculptures, the four Bs, and the hive that's going to be unveiled tonight.
That'd be great. We'll talk more with that about you, Pete. Mayor, we know you got to run. Thanks for a few minutes. You got a beautiful night for a bridge dedication.
Really.
Enjoy it, and we'll get you on here a little bit. You know, we're still waiting for you to come in. Someday.
Why are you not doing this?
I do. I have.
What's wrong with
you?
You're just killing us here. You're stiffing us, you know?
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Mayor. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Right,
bye.
It's not that far. I mean,
yeah, really. Seriously. You could go over the bridge. You could take Fast Track.
She couldn't walk here, but I mean, she could drive.
You could take Fast Track, couldn't you? No, Fast Track.
No, it doesn't come here.
Never mind.
Sorry.
We'll get into that.
Oh, God. So, anyway, yeah. What are we?
Where does it go, by the way? Fast Track.
Downtown. No, I'll tell you what's going on, is they rebranded a bunch of buses, so a lot of buses you see are not necessarily on the Fast Track. A lot of them are just to build up numbers. And we're talking about a bridge.
We're talking about the new Beehive Bridge, which is being dedicated tonight in New Britain. It's on the Main Street overpass downtown. And Sign Pro does a lot of great work. Their owner has become a good friend of the show, Pete Rapoccio. Pete, you're talking a little bit about the bridge. When you get a project like this, and you win the contract, and the mayor says, this is what we want, take us through your whole operation in getting it done. What do you have to do first? How much, you know, preparation? What's the whole thing like?
Sure. So there were actually two contracts. We are a subcontractor to Gregory Levero, who owns Martin Levero Contracting out of Bristol. He performed all the concrete work, and we worked for him contracting the pedestrian enclosure and the lighting. And then there was a separate contract for the city of New Britain, which we worked directly with the New Britain folks there to fabricate the four bumblebees and the beehive that's about 12 feet tall that's going to be unveiled tonight as well.
There are many colors here too.
There are. It's the lighting is all done through LED, obviously, and it's all themed, so there's an opportunity there to change colors for themes and so forth. Cool.
What is it about jobs like this that intrigues you? Because your company does everything.
Yeah, thank you. Honestly, we have an awesome staff at SignPro, and you know, we're not just a widget company. We just don't make signs. And when jobs like this come up, and like I said earlier, Greg Levero asked us to get involved with this job, it was we love the challenge, you know. We look at these things, and you know, our talent is amazing, the people that we have at SignPro. And to do a job like this, you know, their reaction is wonderful. And obviously, to do a job like this, you know, there's 138 vertical beams on the bridge, and every single beam is different. And then when we bid the job originally, when we looked at these drawings, there were 12 colored panels, and what ended up being there's 604 different geometrical shapes, so every single one is different. So
was that the hardest part about doing this job?
I think the hardest part was making sure it was all going to work, you know. It's nice to see on paper, but we had a great team. Sigal's out of New Haven actually did the design work and some drawings, and Fussin O'Neill, Ted's team there, did a great job with all the engineering. But there were a lot of sit-down meetings. There were a lot of scratch your head, figure it out. But the team was awesome. Rob Trottier at the City of New Britain and Mark Moriarty, phenomenal support. Aaron, you know, Mayor Stewart did a phenomenal job with getting it done. And I think that's what we really look at here. It's everybody thinks it's impossible,
right. But
it's when it's done, it's not impossible.
Well, the photos you showed just a minute ago that you have on your phone, probably more than your children, probably. You've quite a few.
Well, they're newer. They're newer than his children right now.
I take a lot of pride in what we do, and obviously my family's first. But, you know, this, it's
beautiful.
It's bittersweet because, you know, it's been on my brain for 2 years.
Yeah.
And finally the time has come where we can unveil. And you know what's delightful is that all of the people that were involved in this project, my staff and obviously the designers and the engineers with Fussin O'Neill and the city, were all Connecticut people.
Do most of these projects take that long?
Well, honestly, we were, you know, because of the winter months, we were actually off for 4.5 months.
So
we were actually in storage, built, ready to go. And we were just, again, but it's still, you know, there's still a lot of anxiety, you know.
But when I looked at the photos, I thought initially it was neon, but you're saying it's all LED. Does anybody use neon anymore?
Well, in this point in the industry, neon is really only used if it's exposed and you're seeing that stroke of neon. But now there's all sorts of replacements. We do a lot of retail work for sign work for a lot of retailers, and we're going into this faux neon just because of safety. And, you know, you're getting away from the high voltage, and it's a safety factor.
You talked about your crew at SignPro. Yeah. What background do you recruit, or what background comes looking for a job with you?
Well, honestly, our motto at SignPro is hire for attitude and train for success.
Okay.
So, you know, anybody who wants
the opposite here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that.
Yes.
So what happens is that, you know, we are all about training. We pull from great programs like CCSU, Endicott College, Eastern, UConn, And it's all about, you know, the young people learning, because what they do is they learn with the latest technology, they learn with the latest software programs, and
but don't you have to have some sort of back? I mean, is there one specific background that you look for?
Well, in this specific, you know, for the bridge project, it was obviously fabrication. You know, okay. Anybody, I don't want to say anybody, but it was a lot of hours to build one bumblebee. But then when you have to build three more that are exactly the same at 11 feet tall,
okay,
and being solid aluminum, some of these pieces are 2-inch thick by 22 feet long,
God,
with 12 different compound curves in it. So it's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that's phenomenal. Yeah. What was that expression? What do you, how do you hire people again?
Hire for attitude and train for success. And actually last week we had, the governor over, Governor Lamont was over, and he called our company one of the coolest places around. So
good.
It's all about Connecticut folks too. Yeah. You know?
Do you do tours?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you had a class and you wanted to take them over and show them.
Oh, we do that all the time. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Because, you know, I like those industrial field trips we used to do.
Yeah, it's great.
Potato chip factories, bottling. Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
We never did those in Catholic schools.
I love doing those with other businesses. Yeah, I love doing that with other business because that's how you learn.
Well, and I'm sure that in your business, there's a certain amount of give and take with your colleagues, like you mentioned, the companies that have worked with you, and you get better by just growing as a company.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you surround yourself by great people, in this group and this team that we had in New Britain,
right,
was amazing. From designers, like I said, to engineers, to the support staff that we had.
And you have the cool New Britain High School Marching Hurricanes.
Yeah,
maybe the best high school band in the country.
You know what? I think you may be right.
They used to play before during Giant games every year at halftime.
Oh, they used to play the Veterans Parade.
Some year they were more entertaining. Well, Giants game is a little more important. Some year the
get out of here.
Some year the Giants games they were more entertaining than the Giants were.
Oh, okay, I understand. Anyway, there's a big ceremony coming up tonight. Runs from 6 until 8, and somewhere you're going to flip a switch, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Mayor Stewart.
She's of course. It'll be at the Beehive Bridge, Main Street overpass, downtown New Britain. Wow.
And you said plenty of parking nearby.
What's
parking
that?
Nearby?
Oh, yeah.
At this time?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Plenty of parking. New Bright Plaza, all over. It's right next to the Connecticut Fast Track. And if you want to take the bus in, you could do that as well.
And my godson is a New Britain policeman, so I'll just drop his name.
That's
okay, that's good.
Just said Officer Joe said you could park there.
Okay.
I'm sure the ticket will be double.
Yeah.
That's exactly
if he gives, it'll be triple.
All right. Hey, well, it's good to see you.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having
me.
Always
good to see you.
Always.
You do great work. Your projects are unbelievable. We love talking about that.
Thank you so much.
Could you make like a sign that saying that you just had?
Hired for attitude, trained for success. We're going to get that tattooed on our forehead.
Put it out in the lobby here?
No problem. By next week, you'll have it. Actually, maybe by tomorrow with my staff.
That would be great.
You know, we should put it in the studio as inspiration.
You know what? I agree with you.
Yeah.
Over
all right, we'll take it.
Over the window?
Yeah.
You got it.
Sure. Maybe the whole size of the window so nobody can look in.
Oh, I just assume that. It's good for them, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.